们请大家一起低头同心默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
阿们，
阿门，
哈利路亚！奉主圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
一起来起立唱诗240首。
Let's please stand and sing hymn 240. Before our service, we would like to kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们也求主耶稣能够带领我们今天安息日整天的聚会以及各项的活动。
We ask Lord Jesus to guide our entire service today and all the activities today.
使我们能够在主所赐福的日子里真正得到安息。
That we can on this blessed day be truly rest.
一起来同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all brothers and sisters.
在这个神所赐福的日子，愿主耶稣的恩惠能够常与我们众人同在。
And on this blessed day, may the grace of God be among every one of us.
那在我们今天在座的当中，也有看到一些从其他地方来在这里一同聚会的弟兄姐妹。
And among us today, there are brothers and sisters from other churches.
都是为了今天晚上的何塞纳英文布道会来这里预先做准备。
And they are here for today's Hosanna to prepare first.
也愿主耶稣纪念我们在座每一个人在宣道事工上所付出的努力以及为主牺牲的精神。
And may God remember every one of us and for our work, pastoral work, and all the works that we have put in.
更求主耶稣带领我们能够在侍奉的道路上能够为主做美好的圣工。
And we ask that on the path of our servitude that we can do a better work for God.
那在我们今天安息日的聚会，我们用合神心意的大卫来做我们的题目。
And today for our service, we would like to use the topic David, a man after God's heart, as the topic.
大卫是圣经当中非常特殊的一位。
And David in the Bible is a very unique person.
甚至他的一生可以被称为一个传奇。
And his life can be said that it is legendary.
不管是他的生活还是他的工作。
No matter if it's his life or his work.
他的征战或者是建立他的国度。
No matter if it's his battle or his or when he builds his kingdom.
或者是他跟神的关系都是我们今天很值得思考的一个人物。
Or his relationship with God, these are all things that is worthy for us to ponder upon.
大卫他可以称为圣经当中最让人印象深刻的一位。
And David can be said that he is a character within the Bible that gives us the deepest impression.
从一个小小的牧羊童到最后成为威震四方的伟大君王。
From a young shepherd to a great king that is known by everyone.
直到千年后的如今，犹太人还是以这个大卫王朝作为他们的荣耀。
Until thousands of years later, the Jews still use the dynasty of King of David as something that they are proud of.
他不但在人生的道路上非常的成功。
He is not only successful on his journey in life.
他在信仰的道路上也留下了美好的踪迹。
But his journey of faith also left a very successful story.
甚至被称为一个合神心意的人。
And he is called a man that pleases the heart of God.
我们常常讲大卫。
We often mention David.
他的事迹我们也很熟悉。
We are all familiar of his story.
我们都知道他很，我们都知道神很爱他。
We all know that God loves him much.
我们也知道他的表现神很喜悦。
We all know that his actions are pleased by God.
但是当我们仔细去思考，
But if we think about it deeply,
神爱他到底爱大卫什么？
What does God love of David?
大卫很好，到底好在哪里？
David is great, but what is he great of?
常常我们可以很零碎的这个东讲一点，西讲一点。
Sometimes we might be able to mention some of this and some of that.
但是很难有系统性的、完整的讲出大卫为什么能够合神的心意。
But it is hard for us to systematically describe why does David please God.
所以我们在今天的聚会当中，就从圣经里面一段来作为我们的一个思考。
So today in our service, we'd like to use a passage in the Bible as something for us to study.
它是对大卫人生的一个 summary, 一个简略啊。
And this will be a summary of the life of David.
或许可以帮助我们去思考认识。为什么他是一个合神心意的人？
And this will allow us to understand and to know why God, David pleases God.
我们来看历代志上的第十八章。
Let's please turn to First Chronicles chapter 18.
历代志上的第十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
1.
此后，大卫攻打非利士人，把他们制服。从他们手下夺取了加特和属加特的村庄。第二节，又攻打摩押，摩押人就归服大卫，给他进贡。第三节，索巴王哈大底谢从幼发拉底河来，往幼发拉底河去，要坚固自己的王权。大卫就攻打他，直到哈马。第四节。夺了他的战车一千，马兵七千，步兵两万，将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，但留下一百辆车的马。在这里讲到大卫的征战。
Here it talks about the battle of David.
我们都知道大卫是一个征战的君王。
We all know that David is the king of battles.
因为在他之前的国王叫做扫罗。
Because the king before him, his name is Saul.
扫罗是第一个以色列国度当中的第一个君王。
Saul is the first king of the of the for the for Israel.
但是却是一个不尽责任的国王。
But he is also a king that did not fulfill his duties.
他为了要追赶大卫，要把大卫杀掉。
That he trying to chase after David to kill him.
所以他把军队调集，想要围捕大卫。
So he gathered his troops trying to surround David.
当他把军队从边境移开，用来追赶大卫。
And when he called his troops away from the borders to chase after David.
结果就是他四围的敌人不断的侵略，而且占领以色列的国土。
The result of this is that the enemies around Israel began to invade Israel.
以色列所在的地方非常的奇特。
The location of Israel is very unique.
它被称为世界的肚脐呀。
It is called the belly button of the world.
因为它是整个几大洲连接的中心点。
Because it is the center of many nations that connects.
它又被称为四战之地呀，就是它旁边全部都是敌人呐。
And it is also called a nation that is surrounded by enemies.
不管它的东边、东南边。南边、北边全部都是敌人。
No matter if it's the southeast, the south, or the northern part, they are all surrounded by enemies.
所以在这样子的状况之下，当扫罗把军队抽离，所有的敌人就开始入侵。
So under such situation, when Saul called his troops back, then the enemies started to invade.
所以当大卫登基做了国王
，So when David became king,
实际上他所面对的是一个烂摊子，是一个四面战火的国度。
What he encountered is a very bad situation where he is surrounded by his enemies.
但是靠着神的帮助，大卫带领他的军队东征西讨。
But with the help of God, David, with his troops and started to attack the nations.
而且建立一个极其庞大的大卫王朝。
And he is able to build a great dynasty.
并且在他的国度当中。
And among his dynasty,
以及他的儿子所罗门的时代
and during the time of his son Solomon,
是以色列人的历史当中唯一达到应许之地的范围。
This is the only time that within the history of Israel that they are able to claim the promised land.
因为其实原本神所给的应许之地是非常的大。
Because the original land of the promised land that God has given them is very great.
但是大部分的时间他们都没有得到整个应许之地。
But most of the time they are not able to claim this entire promised land.
只有在大卫的时代，借着强盛的军力压服了这些国度。
Only during the time of David, through his strong military power, that he is able to proclaim this land.
来完成了神所应许他先祖的土地。
And by doing this, he is able to fulfill the promise that God has given them.
所以大卫是一个征战的君王。
So David is a king of battles.
而他在一生的征战当中都有神与他同在。
And throughout the battles in his life, God abides with him.
我们的人生也常常被形容为一个征战的人生。
And our life is often also referred to as a life of battle.
所以在马太福音的第十一章告诉我们。
So in Matthew chapter 11, it tells us.
他说，天国是努力的人进去的。
It tells us that heaven is for the people that works hard.
说努力的人才能得着。
And only those that works hard can receive.
所以这个原本它的意思是，天国是征战进入的。
And what it means is that heaven is for those that who battles in.
只有不断的征战，不断的得胜，最后才能得到这应许的土地。
Only that when you continue to battle and continue to victor to be victory, then you can receive this promised land.
所以我们在这里看到第十八章一开始说到。
So when we look at chapter 18, it talks about.
他说，大卫攻打非利士人。
In the very beginning, it talks about David attacked the Philistines.
第二节说大卫攻打摩押人。
And this verse 2 talks about David attacked the Moabites.
我们把这两个他们的攻击的敌人把它拿出来呀。
And let's talk about these two enemies that David attacked.
摩押人在以色列的东南边。
Moabites locates at the southeast section of Israel.
是他们在离开埃及走在旷野当中。所遇到的敌人
This is somebody that they encounter after they exited from Egypt and while they go into Israel.
啊，经过摩押地，再往北就要过约旦河。
And if they go from the north, if they go north of Moab, then they will pass the river of Jordan.
然后才能够进入神所应许的迦南地。
Then they can enter into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
所以在他们进入美地之前，挡住的就是摩押人。
So before they're able to enter into the promised land, what stops them from entering is the Moabites.
而摩押这个民族是怎么来的呢？
And where do the Moabites come from?
啊，他是亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德跟自己的女儿这个乱伦而得来情欲的子孙啊。
They are from the nephew of Abraham, and that he had kid with his daughter, and this is they are the descendants.
啊，所以摩押所代表的就是情欲。
So what Moabites represent is the human desire.
啊，所以今天你要进入迦南，你必须要征战并且击败摩押人。
So today, if you want to enter into the land of Canaan, then you must fight the Moabites.
我们现在的世界所面对的各种的诱惑非常的多。
And in this world, we face many temptations.
啊，不管是情欲上的诱惑、物质上的诱惑、民生上的诱惑、社会地位上的诱惑。
No matter if it's temptations of our fame or the materialistic things or of our human desires.
啊，这个世界不断的想要把我们拖到这个世界当中，与他同流合污。
That this world continues to try to lure us into this world.
如同在约翰一书里面告诉我们的。
And just like how the first John tells us.
那眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
That those the proud of this world and the desires of your flesh and your eyes.
啊，说这些就是拦阻在我们信仰路上的摩押人。
That these are the things that will stop us on our journey of faith.
所以我们今天要能够活出一个传奇的大卫人生。
So today, if we want to live a legendary life like David,
你希望征战得胜，被称为合神心意的人。
We want to be victorious on our battles and pleases God.
我们所需要做的第一件事就是要攻克这些世上的诱惑。
The first thing we need to do is to fight against the temptations of this world.
所以在这里告诉我们说，大卫就击败并且压服了摩押人。
So here it tells us that David defeated the Moabites and became his servant.
其实人的七情六欲，那本来就是我们的天性。
And it is natural that men have human desires.
所以我们不要觉得说有感觉就是错的。
And so do not feel that if we have feelings, then this is wrong.
哦，我会生气，哎呀，不可以，太糟糕了。
That if we are mad, then this is bad.
其实生气本来就是人的自然情绪当中神所赋予的情绪。
And being angry, it is a natural feeling that God has given us.
所以生气、愤怒跟开心、喜笑都是一样的，它只是情绪的一种。
So being angry or being joyful or happy, it is all the same. It is a type of feeling.
所以做基督徒，我们从来不期望我们的信徒要断绝这些情绪，好像一个石头人一样。
So being a Christian, we never ask ourselves to cut away from all our feelings and just to be like a rock.
因为那个是不正常的。
Because this is not natural.
神所赐给我们情绪，表示情绪是我们所应当拥有的。
And so God given us these feelings, then these feelings are what we are supposed to have.
我们会开心，我们会难过，我们会生气，这叫做自然。
We will be happy, we will be sad, and we will be angry. This is something that is very natural.
但是差别在哪里呢？
But what is the difference?
有的人是被情绪所控制的。
Some of us are controlled by our emotions.
所以没有办法控制自己，只能够乱发脾气，只能够乱讲话，乱骂人。
And we're not able to control ourselves, then all we can do is be angry and to yell at others.
这个时候你就是被摩押人所制服的情绪上的奴隶。
Then if this is the case, then we are conquered by the Moabites, and we are slavery of our own emotions.
但是在这里告诉我们说，大卫却不是这样。
But here it tells us David is not like this.
大卫带领他强盛的军兵压服了摩押人，使摩押人给他进贡。
David led his strong army and defeated the Moabites.
他是摩押人的主人。
Now he is the lord of the Moabites.
如同我们每个人都要做自己情绪的主人一样。
Just like we have to be the lord of our own emotions.
所以圣经里面并没有禁止我们生气。
So the Bible does not say that we cannot be angry.
只有说我们要慢慢的动怒。
But it only tells us that we need to come to anger slow.
为什么要慢慢的动怒呢
？So why do we have to come to anger slowly？
那代表你是你情绪的主人，你是思考过之后才拥有这样，才发出这样的情绪来。
Because that means we are the master of our own emotions, and after that we thought about this, then our anger appears.
是有控制的。
We have the ability to control it.
因为有节制，所以你知道自己在做什么。
Because we are able to control it, so we know what we are doing.
因为有节制，所以你的人生不会活在懊悔当中。
So because we have control, then we do not live in regrets.
我们看到有多少的社会新闻，都是因为人失去了控制，所造成一辈子后悔的结果。
If we look on the news, how many people, because they are not able to control their emotions, they do things that they regret for the rest of their lives.
所以在这里告诉我们说，情绪是可以，但是你要能够控制它。
So here it tells us it is fine to have feelings, but we must be able to control it.
因为你是摩押人的主人。
Because we are the master of the Moabites.
在这里不但告诉我们说，大卫攻打摩押，并且制服他们。
And here it tells us that David not only battled the Moabites but defeated them.
更告诉我们说，大卫攻打非利士人，把他们制服。
And here it also tells us that David conquered the Philistines.
为什么在这里又跑出一个非利士人来呢
？So how come it talks about the Philistines here?
非利士人是一个圣经当中常常提到的民族。
Philistines are a group of people that is often mentioned by the Bible.
而且我们发现以色列人征战的对象几乎代代都有非利士人。
And we can see that among the generations of Israel, every generation went into battle with the Philistines.
所以我们常常读圣经，常常在看以色列人的历史。
So we often read the Bible and learn the history of Israel.
我们没有想到，我们没有去想一想说，为什么常常是非利士人吗
？Have we thought why is it always the Philistines?
因为这跟他们的所在地点有直接的关系。
Because this has direct relationship with where the Philistines are located.
不管是摩押人，还是亚门人，还是亚兰人。
No matter if it's the Philistines or the Moabites.
不是哦，摩押人、亚兰、Amalekite 哦。
Sorry, no matter if it's the Moabites or the Amalekites.
他们都是在以色列国度的外面。
They are all at the outer section of the kingdom of Israel.
所以有一条约旦河。
So there is the river of Jordan.
把他们隔在外面，让他们不容易来攻击啊。
So the river separates them between Israel, so they cannot attack Israel easily.
所以他们大部分的敌人都是在外面。
So most of their enemies are outside.
打不过往回退就好了。
If they cannot defeat the enemies, then they can just retreat.
因为神赐给他们一条约旦河来保护他们平安。
Because God gave them a river of Jordan so that they can have peace.
但是非利士人的位置很奇怪。
But the location of the Philistines are strange.
因为非利士人的位置居然是在犹大地里面啊，里面哦。
And the land of the Philistines locates within the land of Judah.
你如果有机会去看一看那个以色列十二支派的地图啊。
If we have a chance to look at the map of the 12 tribes.
你会突然发现，居然非利士人就在犹大地的右手边，沿着海岸。
And we can see that the Philistines locate at the right-hand side of the land of Judah, right next to the ocean.
它是一条长条状的，长条状。
And it is a strip, a long strip.
沿着它的河，沿着它的海啊，沿着海岸。
And it goes along the ocean.
所以对犹太人来讲，对以色列人来讲，非利士人才是真正的危险。
So to the Israelites, Philistines are the true danger.
因为他是位在他们国家的里面。
Because they located within the land of Israel.
他的位置就好像一把匕首哈，一把小刀就搁在你的后腰上面啊。
The location of the Philistines are like a knife that slaps into their rib.
所以只要一往前冲，就到耶路撒冷。
So if the Philistines charges forth, then they can reach Jerusalem.
再往上打就到撒玛利亚。
If they charges upwards, then they can reach Samaria.
所以对以色列人来讲说，非利士人才是真正的危险。
So to the Israelites, the Philistines is the true danger.
对外在的攻击，你可能能够阻挡得很好。
And from the attack from outside, they might be able to stop it very clearly.
但是最可怕的就是内在的敌人随时会要了你的命。
But the most, the biggest problem is the enemies from within.
所以我们今天所面对的信仰考验也是一样。
So today, the temptation and the test that we encounter on our journey of faith.
对外在的诱惑，外在世界上来的试探，我们可能可以对付它。
We might be able to face the test, the temptations from outside.
啊，我们可以跟他说，撒旦退我身后去吧。
We can tell Satan to leave us.
啊，不管是从情欲上来的诱惑
，No matter if from the temptations from our human desires,
或者是金钱上要你放弃你的信仰
，or from the money side where it tells us to give up our faith.
你都可以轻易的走开。避开这样的诱惑
We can easily escape from these temptations.
但是其实最危险的就是已经在你心中的罪
But the most dangerous temptation is the sin within us.
可能没有人看到
And this cannot be seen by us.
也没有人知道
And we do not know of it.
别人的眼中你很虔诚，你很努力，你很认真，你是一个好基督徒
From the eyes of others, we are a very sincere Christian.
但是你我心中都有非利士人随时想要我们的命。
But within us, we all have a Philistine that will want our life at any time.
是在我们的内心里面，随时一把刀搁在我们的腰上。
They are within us, that they have a knife that can kill us any time.
非利士人他们基本上是海盗国家哦。
And Philistines can be said that they're a nation of pirates.
所以当他们强盛的时候，就在陆地上发展。
So when they are strong, then they will conquer on land.
然后到陆地上抢夺犹太人、以色列人所拥有的，不管是他们的种植的谷物，或者是他们所得到的财富。
So when they are strong, they will try to attack the Israelites and to take away their harvest.
来占领他们的土地。
And to conquer their land.
啊，但是当以色列人一强壮呢
？But when the Israelites become strong,
他们马上往后退，然后上船就离开了。
Then the Philistines can just back off and go on their ships and depart.
所以为什么说非利士人是以色列人他们世代的仇敌呢？
So why do we say that the Philistines are their enemies for generations?
因为内心贼才难以攻克啊。
Because the enemy from within is the hardest to conquer.
魔鬼在我们的心中不断地要引诱我们，让我们去失败。
The Satan within us continue to tempt us and want us to fail.
一直在影响我们的思考，希望我们放弃我们的信仰。
Continues try to influence our thoughts so that we can give up our faith.
啊，所以当你属灵生命很旺盛，他就暂时离开。
So when our faith is strong, then Satan will temporarily depart from us.
但是不要忘记了，这只是暂时而已啊。
But do not forget that this is only temporary.
如果你不读经祷告，没有灵修的生活
，If we do not continue to read the Bible and cultivate our faith,
如果你放松了信仰，你觉得你很平安
，If we ease up and we think that we have peace,
在你最没有想到的时候，非利士人就又登陆，又上来攻击啦。
At the time that we are not aware, then the Philistines will come here and attack us.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要成为合神心意的人。
So here it tells us that we need to be a man that pleases God.
不但要能够攻克外在的摩押人。
Not only do we need to conquer the Moabites from outside,
更要能够制服内在的非利士人啊。
But we also have to conquer the Philistines within us.
所以不只是能够有对我们的行为、对我们的言语有节制。
Not only do we need to control our actions and our emotions,
更要对我们的心思意念能够把它制服。
But we also need to control our desires.
能够借着圣灵的帮助，成为这个身体的真实的主人。
That through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be the true master of ourselves.
就能够踏出这合神心意的第一步。
Then we can have this first step towards a man that pleases after God.
我们看回来历代志上的第十八章。
Let's please turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 18.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。夺了他的战车一千，马兵七千，步兵两万，将拉战车的马砍断蹄筋，但留下一百辆战车的马。在这里告诉我们大卫的征战。
Here tells us the battle of David.
这里告诉我们说，他跟索巴王打了一场非常宏伟的战争。
Here tells us that he had a great battle with a king of Zoba.
并且能够得胜。能够抢下了许多的战车跟马
，and that he is able to be victorious and capture many chariots and horses.
啊，在当时候的战争来说，战车马兵是最强盛的武器呀。
And at that time, chariots and horsemen are the greatest weapon.
啊，所以那个时候你要称一个人，所以那个时候你要讲到。国家防备最强大的力量就是战车马兵。
And at that time, if you want to talk about the greatest military power, then it must be chariots and horsemen.
啊，甚至啊，曾经有一个先知以利沙被称为以色列的战车马兵啊。
And there was a prophet named Elijah that was referred to as the chariots for Israel.
啊，就是说他一个人就是好像整个国家的国防力量一样。
Which you say that he himself can be the entire military power of Israel.
哦，所以在那个时候最厉害、最强大的就是战车跟马兵。
So at that time, the greatest weapon is considered to be a chariot and a horseman.
所以对每一个国家来说，你战车越多、马兵越多，代表你的军事力量越强盛。
So to a country, if they have more chariots and more horsemen, then that means the greater their military is.
啊，在这里讲说大卫打了一仗。
Here it tells us that David had a battle.
他抢下了一千战车，马兵七千啊。
And that he took 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen.
哦，对大卫来讲，这叫做战争红利啊、哦，他的 bonus 啊，就是你打下来抢到的都是你的东西嘛。
And to David, this is the bonus that he received from winning the battle.
对他来讲，这个就是战争的目标啊，就是要得到这些战争红利啊。
And to him, this is the goal of battles, and that to receive this, these bonuses.
你在战场上抢回来的都是你的。
Whatever you conquer from your battlefield is yours.
所以对大卫这个征战、这个战争的君王来说
，and to David, the king of battles,
应该是战车越多越好，马兵越多越强盛。
Supposedly, the more chariots, the more horsemen, the better.
但是在这里，我们却看到一个非常奇怪的事情。
But here we see a very strange thing.
说当他抓到了这些马之后。
That when David took these chariots and horsemen,
这里讲说将拉战车的马砍断了他的蹄筋啊。
That David hamstrung all the chariot horses.
因为当一匹能够打仗的马跟普通的马是完全不一样的。
And a horse that is able to go into battle is completely different from a regular horse.
他对体格有不同的要求。
That their physique is very unique.
他对这个马的训练要有很长的时间。
And that they go through a long period of training.
所以虽然都是马
，and although they're all horses,
但是能不能打仗是完全不一样的事情啊。
But can they go into the battlefield is completely different thing.
而且一匹上战场的马，它吃的东西是完全不同的。
And a horse that goes into the battlefield, their diet is completely different.
你普通的马给它吃点那个。禾捆啊，给他吃点草就可以啦。
And a regular horse can just feed them regular grass.
战马是完全不能这样做的。
And a battle horse is completely different.
他们必须要吃所谓的精料哦，就是要调过的料。
They must their diet is controlled very strictly.
而且战马还要吃鸡蛋。
And the horses also need to eat eggs.
它的鸡蛋跟豆子啊搅在一起呀、啊，这样子来喂它。
That they will mix their diet with eggs and to feed them.
你要让战马有力量，你还要半夜喂它，它晚上还要吃一餐。
And if you want these battle horses to have strength, they must also you must also feed them at night.
所以战马是要吃宵夜的，一定要吃宵夜的。
So the horses must eat at night.
所以啊，在那个年代养一匹战马比养人麻烦多了，贵多了。
So at that time, it is more expensive to raise a battle horse than a man.
所以今天大卫打了这场战争。
So today, when David fought this battle,
而且他虏获了这么多的马匹
and he took so many horses,
应该是要把它组装起来，成为新的精锐部队。
He is supposed to equip them and to form an elite force.
然后啊，再用这些马兵去抢夺更多的战争红利才对。
Then use these horsemen and to conquer more battles.
但是大卫没有这样子做。
But David did not do this.
反而把这些马的蹄筋全部都砍断，只留下100辆车的马而已啊。
Instead, he hamstrung all these horses and only left enough for 100 chariots.
这在人看来是非常莫名其妙，而且非常愚蠢的动作。
And to the eyes of men, this might seem very foolish and strange.
当战马的蹄筋被砍断
，When the hamstring of the horses are cut,
战马不会死啊，我不用担心的，战马不会死掉啊。
The horse will not die.
但是当那个蹄筋砍断了之后。
But when the hamstring is cut,
它基本上这匹马。就废了，他没有办法再奔跑了。
Then this horse can no longer run.
他只能慢慢行走，能够拖货，能够做一些简单的工作。
Then the horses can no longer run. They can only walk slowly and do
simple works. 但是啊，他没有办法再上战场托付那些沉重的马上的盔甲，不能够再长途奔袭去攻击敌人，不行的。
But they can no longer go into the battlefield, carry the heavy armors and go into battle.
所以大卫做了一个人不敢相信。非常愚蠢的决定。
So David did a thing that's unbelievable to men and a very foolish thing.
但是大卫非常清楚自己在做什么。
But David clearly knew what he was doing.
我们来看《生命记》的第十七章。
Let's please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
《生命记》的第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17.
十七章的第十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节。
15.
你总要立主你神所拣选的人为王，必在你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。十六节。
16.
也不可啊，只是王不可为自己加增马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及，为了要加添他们的马匹啊。在这里啊，神特别吩咐以色列人。
Here, God specifically instructed the Israelites.
当你们将来有了自己的土地，有了自己的国度以后
，so that in the future when you have your own kingdom,
你们会建立国度，会有自己的王。
You will build your own kingdom and have your own king.
但是这里特别讲说，不要为自己加添马匹呀。
But here it tells them, do not multiply your own horses.
为什么不要加添马匹呢
？Why are they not supposed to multiply the horses?
对人来讲，越多的马代表你国家的军力越强盛。
To men, the more horses they have, the greater their military is.
但是对以色列人来讲，神就是你的保障，神就是你的战车马兵啊。
But to the Israelites, God is their protection. God is their army.
所以当一个人不断的想要加添马匹
，So when a man tried to continue to multiply his horses,
就会失去了仰望神、依赖神的这种求神帮助的精神。
Then he will lose the mentality to continue to rely on to God.
我不怕，因为我马匹很多。
I do not need to be afraid because I have many horses.
我不怕，因为我军力强盛。
I am not afraid because my military is strong.
我不需要神啊，因为我有许多马兵可以上战场。
I do not need God because I have many horsemen to go into battlefield.
所以当一个人只依靠自己的战车马兵
，So when a man only relies on their chariots and horsemen,
常常就是远离神。不需要神帮助的开始。
Often this is the beginning where they depart away from God.
所以在这里特别告诉我们说，君王你不要加增马匹呀。
So here it tells them to the king that do not multiply their horses.
大卫非常的听神的话。
David listens to God closely.
虽然看到这么多的马
Although he saw many horses,
作为一个征战起家的君王
as a king that started from battles,
难道他不知道这些马匹的价值吗？
Does he not know the value of these horses?
难道他不喜欢有更多的军队吗？
Does he not want more military?
但是他却能够狠下心来把这些马的蹄筋全部砍断。
But he is able to be determined and hamstrung the horses.
因为他知道非常清楚。
Because he knows clearly.
说征战的胜败不在于马兵的多少。
The results of battles are not does not depend on the number of horses.
而在于神给予的帮助。
But rather from the assistance of God.
所以你看啊，大卫虽然把这些马的蹄筋全部砍断。
So if you can see that although David cut the hamstring of these horses,
但是却没有影响到他征战四方的力量。
But it did not affect his ability to conquer the nation.
他所到的地方，大卫的旗帜所到的地方，众民族全部都屈服。
Wherever David's flag appears, the nations will fall below him.
啊，但是当你看到他的儿子啊
，But when you see his son,
谁的马匹最多
？Who had the most horses?
以色列的历史当中，应该是所罗门的马匹最多啦。
Within the history of Israel, probably Solomon had the most horses.
他为了要得到这些马匹
，In order for him to accumulate these horses,
他还跑去跟埃及联婚呐、啊。
Then he went to marry the daughter of Egypt.
哦，就是为了要得到埃及的马匹，拥有埃及的力量。
In order for him to form an alliance and to receive their assistance.
所罗门的年代是最有钱、最富裕的时代。
During the time of Solomon, they are the most wealthiest.
圣经里面讲说啊，银子好像地上的石头一样，掉地上还没有人要捡。
The Bible mentioned that the amount of silver is just like rocks on the ground where people do not even bother to pick it up.
所以所罗门的时代非常的富裕。
So during the time of Solomon, they are very wealthy.
而且他每年从埃及进口大量的马匹，还有从非利从那个中东地方从中东地方进口大量的马匹呀、啊。
Every year he will import many horses from Egypt and the Middle East.
哦，所以他马匹非常的多啊。
So he had many horses.
但是所罗门的年代却是分崩离析的年代。
But then during the time of Solomon is when Israel collapsed.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，当所罗门年老的时候
，Because the Bible tells us that when Solomon was old,
原本臣服在他们面前的诸王啊，各个国王全部都独立了，全部都剥离了。
That originally the kings that they conquered all left and flee away from them.
大家都独立了，没有人怕他。
Everybody was free and nobody was afraid of him.
这是很奇怪的事情哎。
This is very strange.
马匹最多，钱最多，军力最强的时候，居然是他们所压制的各部落、各族裔全部都脱离了。
During the time when they are the most wealthiest, their military power is the strongest, all the kings that they conquered before flee away and were free.
因为虽然他们军力强盛，却失去了神的帮助。
Because although their army is strong, but they do not have the help from God.
我们来看诗篇的第二十篇。
Let's please turn to Psalm chapter 20.
诗篇的第二十篇。
Psalm chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到主我们神的名字。第八节，他们都屈身扑倒，我们却起来立得正直。第九节，求主施行拯救，我们呼求的时候，愿王应允我们。这一首是大卫的诗啊。
And this is a psalm of David.
也是告诉我们说，为什么大卫会如此的强盛。
This also tells us why David was able to be so strong.
生命非常的充实，生命当中充满了力量。
That his life was filled with strength and power.
不但人生成功，而且信仰成功。
Not only was his life successful, but his faith was also successful.
被称为合神心意的人。
He was called a man that pleases God.
我们今天很多人常常在挣扎。
Today we often struggle.
我们常觉得说，世界成功，信仰就会失败。
We often struggle and believe that if we are successful in this world, then our faith will not be.
信仰成功，世界就会拥有很少。
Then if we are successful in faith, then we will not have much of this world.
不需要这样。
It does not have to be this way.
这样的原因只是因为我们太过软弱。
We are only this way because we are weak.
所以我们只能顾一边。
So we can only build on one side.
但是你看我们的先祖是这样吗？
But is our ancestor like this?
信仰上的先祖。信仰上的先祖是亚伯拉罕是这个样子吗？
our ancestor of faith Abraham, is he like this?
没有啊，圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕在当地是尊贵的王子。
And the Bible said that Abraham was wealthy of his time.
生活非常的富裕。
And his life was abundant.
但是同时被称为信心之父。
And he was also called the father of faith.
所以不一定说你信仰固住了，你世界就会很少。
So it does not mean that if you have your faith, that you will have little of this world.
也不代表说你拥有世界代表你信仰非常软弱，不需要的。
Or that you have this world, but your faith is weak. It does not have to be this way.
只要我们能够看清楚、想明白。
As long as we are able to know clearly.
像大卫一样啊。
Just like David.
大卫说：“我不需要你这些马兵。”
David said that I do not need your horses.
我不需要这些外来的帮助。
I do not need assistance from outside.
我只要有神，我就会拥有一切。
As long as I have God, I have everything.
砍断马的蹄筋，不影响我的攻，不影响我的征战。
Hamstrung the horses will not affect my ability to fight.
因为神就是我的力量。
Because God is my power.
你看亚伯拉罕的年代。
If you look at during the time of Abraham.
当这个当索多玛王要把财富给他。
And when we look at the king of Sodom, that wants to give him the wealth.
亚伯拉罕说：“你一根鞋带一根线我都不需要，我不需要你的钱啊。”
Abraham said, "I do not need anything from you."
免得你说你使亚伯拉罕富足。
So that you cannot say that you made me rich.
他说我有什么？我有我的神做我的依靠啊。
I have my God as my reliance.
我的富足就是我天上神的赏赐。
My wealth is from the God from above.
哦，所以我们其实可以过出这样的人生来的。
So we can also live a life like this.
只要我们能够像亚伯拉罕一样，像大卫一样。
As long as we can be like Abraham and David.
有人靠车，有人靠马。
Some rely on chariots, some rely on horses.
我只要提到我主的名。
I will rely on the name of my God.
我只要呼求神，就要得到神的帮助。
I will call upon my God and receive His help.
就能够活出一个合神心意的成功人生。
Then I will live a life that pleases God.
我们下午再继续哦。
We will continue this afternoon.
一起来唱诗218首。
Please sing hymn 218.
我们唱第一节、第二节跟最后一节。
Let's please sing verse 1, 2, and the last one.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.